It is the Hopeless Fan Podcast coming to you on Thursday, September 24th, year of our Lord 2020, the worst year. Shelby, Scotty, Zach back at you. Full disclosure, Monday didn't happen. We didn't record and have technical difficulties. And
we did not do that.
We didn't do that.
I forgot about that. I forgot
that happened. It didn't happen. That's the thing.
Right.
Do you forget about nothing happening?
Exactly. You can't.
Exactly.
It didn't happen. All right. So we'll pick up some topics, what we would have said Monday had it happened. Long week. I mean, 4 or 5 days since the fantasy gridiron closed. But how'd you guys get screwed in fantasy? Zach?
Alvin Kamara and Josh Jacobs. And the other league
That's
guy.
That's a tough loss.
And the
other league guy.
A 50-point lead going into that night, and then Alvin Kamara gets 99 reception yards and I don't know how many rushing yards.
Like two tutties.
Yeah. Fucked. And then Josh Jacobs said, yeah, I'm also going to fuck you. He didn't have like a stellar game, but it was a solid one. So, yeah. That's how I got screwed in fantasy. How did you get screwed in fantasy, Shelby?
I really didn't. Went 3-0.
Yeah. There you go.
But I guess the injuries, I was like, oh my God, I missed the body bag week in the NFL. And then Raheem Mostert got the sprained MCL on that sticky turf. So maybe that's going to screw me later. How about you, Scotty?
Yeah, so I would have won had I started Jonnu Smith over Zach Ertz.
Oh.
But who in their right mind would do that at this point?
Who?
Two. I also didn't start Julian Edelman. Instead, I started Brandon Ayuk. Flyer, you know, because I was like, oh, well, you know, two receiving options are out. They need a number
sure.
one. Well, should have went with the other tight end in San Francisco. One of my friends got screwed by having his team. He's like, oh, dude, I have Saquon. I have this player who's injured. Everyone's injured on my team. Michael Thomas is injured. And then he's like, but I'm going to pull this week out, thankfully, because all this guy has is Darren Waller.
That's
Yikes.
It.
Oh God,
he lost.
Scotty, I had him in our matchup, and it didn't make a lick of difference, did it?
No.
Yeah, Darren Waller. I mean, former Raven. He was the highlight of fucking week one or Monday night.
Would you take Darren Waller or Mark Andrews right now?
Mark Andrews.
Darren Waller.
Darren Waller. Easily.
Easily.
Because Darren Waller.
Derek Carr loves to throw within 10 yards.
That's true, but Darren Waller could Darren Waller could relapse at any point.
Oh, give me a break.
Oh, well, Mark Andrews
could have a go to diabetic shock at any point.
Exactly. What's more likely?
Mark Andrews could get
hit
by
relapse,
a bus.
I would say.
It's the same risk.
I don't know, man. Relapse rates are pretty high.
All right. Well,
especially in Vegas.
We'll have Stand of the Week, Bunk of the Week, Twitter trend. We'll talk the NBA Conference Finals. We have NFL Snake Draft Pick'em. We have Boardwalk, NFL.com, Irrational Reactions, and Monday Morning Headlines. Lastly, we also have Zach's ERA Play of the Day,
And we're bringing also back Mount Rushmore.
Oh, that's right. Mount Rushmore
We're bringing
what?
It back. Favorite childhood video games.
Can I just sit it out and you and Scotty go?
You didn't
go?
Play video games as a kid?
It was all like, my favorite was Madden, and then it was like Madden the next year, and then MLB
that's
the
it?
Show. Yeah.
Okay.
And Spyro.
You could throw in. You can sprinkle in little tidbits
here.
I'll
have a little something.
Yeah.
All right, stand of the week. Mine are the boys because we'll be back Saturday, seeing each other. Saturday night football.
Yeah, we're making
slash
a trip.
Nuggets,
yeah,
Lakers.
We're making a trip up Saturday.
We'll be in our state's capital. Mm-hmm. Maybe protest DeWine while we're there.
Tear down
I
some statues.
I could probably fit that in my schedule. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Make a ride about wearing
Change
a mask.
The name of the city.
Mm-hmm. So Livertown, the boys
Ohio.
Are back. Also, we will have. Also, Scotty, there was a. You probably watched this, Zach.
Mm-hmm.
It was that the Super Size Me guy, Morgan.
Morgan
Freeman.
No. Morgan Cox.
Sure. Well, he made a documentary about fried chicken.
It's chicken. It's fried chicken.
And he opened a chicken restaurant. In Columbus,
wow.
Where it's like all they do is tell the truth about where their chicken comes from.
Okay.
And I was wondering if that was still open. Because he made a whole documentary
I don't
about,
know.
About how like this was going to be the honest chicken restaurant. Chicken of the rail yard.
Chicken of the cave.
Yeah. Are you on that?
I don't
that?
Get out.
I am looking. Super Size Me is Morgan Spurlock.
Oh, Spurlock, of course. Chicken restaurant... Columbus, great radio.
Honest Chicken Restaurant, Columbus, Ohio.
Morgan Spurlock pranks all of Columbus in new fast food
documentary. So I think it's just a prank, right?
No, it opened, right?
Holy chickens. Holy chicken.
Holy chicken. Holy chicken pop-up in Columbus.
I will say this, though. Have you ever been to the Donato's Pizza Basement in Columbus?
No.
It also doubles as a music venue. I've played a couple shows there. It's awesome because it's a Donato's upstairs, right?
Right.
And then you go into the basement, there's a bar down there, and they have a little stage for music.
Okay.
And like it's like when you walk into Denny's and there's a death metal band playing at Denny's, it's kind of like that, except they don't do death metal, they just do like normal bands, and it's not as ear piercing. But still, it's pretty fucking awesome. It's down the street from the Shoe. It's one of my more favorite venues I've ever played.
Oh, the Horseshoe is.
Do you guys want to go to a speakeasy bar in the basement of a pizza place?
Your friend's
it's
basement?
Actually a separate speakeasy bar.
Yeah, that's fine. Also, we'll have
you sound
that
excited.
Actually does sound good.
I'll get the pizza upstairs. Get the booze down below.
We'll also have another. So one of my favorite things we've ever done was the bet that we had, not the food bet with Zach, even though we want to do that when fans are allowed.
Yep.
But it was the Madden bet from the Hopeless Fan podcast that you can still watch on YouTube.
Houston Texans versus Denver Broncos when they had Flacco.
Madden bet, Scotty and Zach battle. Loser has to bet on the we used a bad
Washington
word.
Football team.
You
used a bad word.
Yeah, it's true. But yeah, so I was thinking, so agree to this. You don't want to lose.
I kind of want to lose.
I was thinking that you guys will play, obviously, against each other.
Yep.
And I draw teams out of a hat for you to play as. And from those teams, I pick the spread. And whoever covers the spread wins.
Okay, so I don't even have to win. I could just cover the spread.
Yeah, Zach will probably push.
Well,
so
you
I'm
hit
gonna
the
make
random.
An half point.
Yeah, you hit the randomize on there. It'll randomize. So if you hit random,
that's right. Yeah, you guys can
you
do
can
that.
Hit randomize.
But it's not like this three. Like pick three, do three, and you can pick one of the three. It's one randomization. That's it. And then the loser will
You hit random on each controller.
Yes. And the loser, I'll draw teams out of a hat. All the underdogs playing Sunday. Loser has to moneyline one of the dogs.
Okay.
All right. Cool.
How much does the underdog have to be?
I get to pick.
That's one of our. This is one of our Saturday night a unit.
No, I mean
whatever
like,
your unit may
how,
be.
How big of an underdog?
Half a unit.
Not how big of the.
It doesn't matter. You just pick one of the underdogs, right? One of the as long as it's a certain spread. That's true.
Well, there's a good chance of that, but it's still a money line bet, so you're still gonna make money off your. But I'm gonna pick. I'm gonna pick it out of a hat, so it could be.
You
could
tell
be a
us
good bet.
What it is. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Right.
Could be a good.
We don't
bet.
Have a choice.
It's also thinking. Probably won't get to this, but it'd be a good chance to do our route running thing again when it's not raining and dark out.
I have the football in my trunk.
I know you do.
I have a field down the street.
He has a field down the street.
I got the cones.
He has the cones.
I have your sweatband.
He has my there's my sweatband.
I haven't been working out lately.
That could you haven't?
I haven't been working out ever.
That's
you
true.
Have
That's
or haven't, Scotty?
I have not.
Oh, okay. So that could be
Scotty ever been working
a Sunday morning thing to get the
or Scotty's always had that awesome dad bod.
That could be a Sunday thing to get the blood.
What do you mean
pumping,
that's not very fair?
Or do that Saturday before we go out.
Dad bods are in.
Man, that's a good question.
Saturday before we go out or Sunday before football?
Probably Shelby Sunday because Saturday will be almost like by the time you guys get here it'll be too dark and we don't want to run into that issue again.
Who says so? We can get up there a little early.
It's 7:30.
Oh, you can only get there till 7:30?
No, it gets dark at 7:30.
Oh, well.
Right, what time does Jess leave?
All right, this is bad.
I know, right? We're planning our logistics on the pod live.
All right, who else has a stand of the week?
I have a stand of the week.
Yeah.
And it's not me. We'll get back to that when
Trevor
I get to
Bauer.
Buck. No, it's not. It's not Trevor Bauer. It's my stand of the week is, I will have to say this, it's going to have to be because we didn't get a chance. It's Harrison Butker.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Three in a row.
Has to be.
The hat trick.
Seems like so long ago now.
I know, right? Seems
ages ago. The can't lose parlay.
I've already spent the money.
/ tease and thank you.
Right.
Chiefs, 49ers, Ravens. Yeah. All came down to Harrison Butker.
Yeah.
That was big. Scotty, Stan?
Or maybe not.
My Stan of the week is The Boys.
The Boys.
Oh, so mine.
Yeah, yours.
Okay.
Can't wait to have you guys in Columbus.
He's that excited. No, he's that excited. He's willing to go out on a limb here and double down on the stand. Double
stand, dude.
Double stand.
To the moon. Stand is how prepared Scotty is.
Fuck hey, you off. Know what? That wouldn't be a stand. That'd be a bunk. And that will lead us into our bunk. What's your bunk of the week, Shelby?
I have a few.
Okay. Let's hear them.
Tuesdays.
Tuesdays fucking suck, dude.
I hate Tuesdays.
I fucking hate them.
Monday night football happens. Tuesday comes. Mm-hmm. You have no football.
My wife didn't work on Tuesday, yeah. So I don't even get to play video games all day.
So I have nothing to do, and then I have to go to the office that night.
Mm-hmm.
Nuggets won on Tuesday. I like Tuesdays.
Well, yeah, that was fine. That cool. was good.
But they don't win on every Tuesday.
Right.
Not every Tuesday. No.
But just Tuesdays, to me, I'm just like, this day can get over with fast.
Yep.
And then...
Wednesdays are nice because we go to the book. When we were at the book, we're like, why don't we do this on Thursdays for better odds, for odds purposes?
Yeah, because I hate betting NFL games on Wednesday.
But on Wednesdays, that breaks up the monotony. Because you have Tuesday. Can you imagine? Wednesday, if we don't go to the book on Wednesday, Wednesday becomes another Tuesday.
But what are we going to do in a couple weeks when it's just like maybe one playoff baseball game?
Yeah. I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
Thursday. Yeah, that's true. We may have to shake it up once baseball's over.
Yeah.
But then at that point, you have a Tuesday and then another Tuesday. Wednesday becomes Tuesday.
I have another bunk, and it's Zach making me feel awkward at the book. And it's only because... God. It's because...
That's my bunk, too.
So, we're sitting there in front of about a million TVs. We all have the under in 8 in the Reds-Brewers game. Eugenio Suarez socks a 3-run homer in the 6th inning to make it 6-1.
Yep.
It might have been the 5th inning. So, it's like, good for the Reds, but now we're 1 run away from pushing at best. 2 runs away from losing. And, like, sound just travels. Zach's chugging his beer for his rebuttal. Sound just travels real well at the sports book, and we're right there by the ticket counter, and there's people all around us, and Zach's just like, oh, what the fuck, Suarez, you fucking bitch ass? Fucking puss, dude. Right. Fucking fat ass Suarez,
That sounds like Zach.
Had to fucking hit a homer. Take this fucking pitcher out, this three, and then it turned into a tangent of how bad baseball is. It's like, I hate this fucking stupid ass sport.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, if this loses, like, I'm going to blame you guys for making me bet fucking $10.
That's not what I said. I said, if this loses, I'm never betting baseball again. I'm calling ERA right now. You can have
Zach,
your $20.
But Zach, it doesn't matter what you said. It honestly, you bet baseball.
No, I did not.
It doesn't matter what you said. It honestly sounds like the main thing here is the way you said it. And the way that Shelby just reenacted it actually sounded like it came directly from your mouth.
Right. Well, no. This is what I'm saying. Okay, so...
Were my words accurate for the most part?
Yeah, for the most part. But here's the thing, though. My issue with this...
You can't justify
my,
that,
this would be one of the bunks. No, shut the fuck up.
Except
my,
the L.
The bunk that I would have in rebuttal, my rebunkle, would be that you care too much about total fucking strangers think about you. Who gives a shit if somebody's like, this fucking asshole over here is yelling about a baseball game?
I get that.
Like, we do the same thing to other people, Zach, and they never know we say it. So who cares? Who cares, right?
Yeah.
So that's on you for caring too much about what other people think.
I'm just saying, in the moment, it is awkward. Everyone staring at our table because you're going off.
I'm sorry that hurt your feelings.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Tom.
You precious little snowflake.
That's true. Do you have a bunk, Scotty?
Yeah, the turf at MetLife Stadium.
Yeah.
For hurting our boys.
Didn't matter.
Well, I guess so it could be a stand, too, because it effectively ended racism in the NFL for this year. So, Nick Bosa is out.
What are you talking about? Joey Bosa is not injured.
That's true.
That's true, yeah. Fuck.
It's mostly Joey.
Ended half of racism.
No! It should have been me! He can't keep getting away with this.
How did
Shelby quoting shows he's never
how
watched?
How did both of those running backs get hurt for San Francisco? Mostert and Coleman.
Well, Raheem Mostert is the king of almost getting 100 yards for our fantasy
bonus
on an 80-yard play, but never getting 100 yards.
Yeah, what the fuck?
It's like, oh, Raheem Mostert has one carry for 80 yards. Like, can't wait for that bonus. And it's like 6 carries for 91 yards.
What?
That's what he finishes with.
That's like, still a great average.
My bunk was going to be Adam Gase for holding Sam Darnold back because I saw his touchdown throw that Scotty tweeted to me.
Yeah.
I want to start a Twitter that's Dime of the Day. Or like a TikTok. TikTok
Sam
account.
Darnold,
that's just
Sam
like,
Darnold
dime no, just of like the day. Dimes of the day. It could be from any it could be from any period of time in football, and it could just it's just passes that are just like so crisp.
Do it. Mm-hmm. Fucking do it, dude. You already had that killer Bengals highlight video that we saw on a TikTok in the background of a TikTok video.
The Andy Dalton one.
Yeah.
I loved that video. Keep it sick productions. Yep. I bought stock in that.
He
21 subscribers.
He beats his meat to it at least once a week.
Mm. All right. Hashtag Twitter trend. We never talked about LeBron's son smoking weed.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
What great is there father? To talk about,
though? It's just like...
Absent father.
LeBron, like would
Absent, you... Okay, yeah. So all of us are not, but definitely are, but definitely aren't going to be getting into that at some point in the near or not near future.
Hopefully not near.
Hopefully not near. But we were going to judge somebody else for doing it, and that makes sense.
Maybe LeBron's too busy drinking wine to care what his
maybe
son puts in his
maybe he's too busy
mouth.
On the other side of the fucking country.
LeBron hasn't even noticed yet. Yeah, he's off that fucking sheesh.
Yeah. like, LeBron, what do you think of your son smoking weed? I have a son.
Any excuse?
I don't want to bring attention to him.
Any excuse?
What's his name? LeBron James Jr.?
any excuse to shit on LeBron.
Shelby. Never mind. Cut that out.
Cut what out? So we just had to cut out Scotty saying something grossly racist. Anyways, next topic. This is another bunk, and that's our also continuing Twitter trend.
Yeah.
Rory McIlroy.
I was just about to say, he might be a bunk, yeah.
That's a bunk.
He had the worst take. I'll never get this. I mean, fuck off.
Yeah, fuck golf, but also fuck his pizza preferences.
And
if you go somewhere, I'm not going to even try to do the accent. Yeah. If you go somewhere and you don't know what the local pizza place is, Domino's is always a safe bet.
Yeah.
It's never a safe bet. If that's the only pizza place you have in your city, you just make pizza at home. Get a Tombstone
DiGiorno's.
Pizza.
Yeah, anything.
DiGiorno, Tombstone.
Anything.
By the way, Tombstone Pizza, we're still waiting on your response. After our first ever
Red
episode,
Baron, you idiot.
I could eat tent, Red Baron, whatever it is. Well, Red Baron didn't respond, but Tombstone did, remember?
Tombstone did?
Tombstone didn't respond.
How? Yeah, they did. Oh, they liked it. That's right. They liked it.
They're like,
Tombstone liked
they're
it.
They're like, oh, we'll like it. Okay, go back and see how many followers they have.
None.
11?
Okay.
Oh, never mind.
Fuck.
hey, I have
so
a
my
bunk.
Thing with Rory McIlroy.
Okay,
no,
go
no.
ahead.
I want you guys to finish Roy McIlroy's words first.
Oh, yeah. The only thing I'll say is that, like, when I heard this, I'm like, okay, so this is like a NASCAR driver winning a race and then being interviewed, and he's like, well, I mean, I only won this race because of the Coca-Cola that I drank all week, and he's holding a Coca-Cola with Coca-Cola sponsors all over his shirt.
How much do you think Domino's paid him to say that?
He's not. They're not even a sponsor. That's why I was like, okay.
Under the table.
I don't know why it would be under the table.
The
but,
old reach around.
But that's why Rory McIlroy.
Viral marketing.
That's I know, but that's why Rory McIlroy mm-hmm. is a bunk because yeah. he said that.
He should have got paid to say that.
He should. But
I hope he did
because he said it out of like he means it. Then he definitely means
right.
it, and that's what concerns me.
Right. Yeah. You don't compliment Domino's Pizza unless you're getting paid to.
Right.
Scotty,
my
bunk
is the Los Angeles Lakers and them presenting a case to the NBA saying LeBron James' lack of free throws is concerning.
Oh, so all right, well, that we'll move
that
into
kind of
our,
stuff.
Our NBA conference finals
yeah.
talk.
So I will say this. Complaining about that is the same thing as like the Houston Rockets complaining about never winning against that one ref. It feels like
Scott
same,
Foster.
Yeah. Feels like same
I
kind
mean,
of
but,
level of
but the Rockets
bitch-assness.
Have a bitch assness that throughout the whole regular season everyone knows that Harden shouldn't
right.
be fucking getting those calls. Like come playoff time, it's
right, but everybody also knows yeah, but everybody also knows that LeBron is being a bitch in that situation too, so this is like the same thing. That's what I was saying.
No, the free throw thing was the most
dude,
soft
right.
thing I've ever seen.
It's yeah,
three games into a conference
yeah.
finals.
He's like they,
it's just
they
as
feel
soft
like
as,
they're not getting
as
enough
Harden
help from
using
the refs.
That as a cop out.
That's bullshit.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
right.
It is.
Oh, absolutely.
100%.
And like, what do you think? Like, how many free throw attempts do you think?
Yeah.
Did they watch
take?
Game
well,
one?
Also, you're playing the Nuggets. You're playing the Nuggets who. By all accounts, so at the beginning of the season, you're as the Lakers, you've been crowned as like you're going to the final. You're representing the Western Conference. And now you're playing a team that twofold probably shouldn't even be there, right? They should have lost to the Jazz, but they didn't because they're Team of Destiny. And they should have lost to the Clippers because if you weren't crowning the Lakers, you were crowning the Clippers, and then you come back 3-1 and you win that series, right? So by all accounts, you should just be roasting this team because you have one loss against them. Now you're going to complain about free
throws? If the Lakers win game 3 by 20, there's no way this comes out.
Right.
But now that we're an Anthony Davis 3 away from being down 2-1, here's why we're covering getting some insurance that LeBron should have more points. Screw that.
Yeah, stupid.
Mm-hmm. You remember how game one was, Ress, where you called all these bogus fouls on Denver for barely touching, and Dwight Howard fouls were actually Nikola Jokic fouls?
Maybe it was a petition. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's it. Let's just go ahead and like put in a fucking random petition.
Maybe it was a petition by all the people who lost their LeBron overs.
Well,
hashtag soft season.
Well, also, he's complaining about fouls, but then he gets that, like, soft-ass flop that he does and then pretends his jaw still hurt.
Dude.
That's what I can't stand at watching the NBA sometimes, and I know I sound like such an old white guy
But if
right
you
now.
Watched if you watched every game, a lot of superstars do that.
I know. But
it's just because these are the only two teams that are playing
I know.
Now.
I'm saying in general, well, LeBron has a history of it, too.
Oh, my God.
That's true, but he's had a spotlight on him for...
Right, but
20,
I'm saying in general
years,
with the NBA,
years.
The entire bubble, if you watch a game in the first quarter, there's like a like the foul where you pump fake and the guy falls for it, jumps up, and you just jump into him and throw up a shot. Oh, three foul shot. It's just
the Steph Curry special.
It's so soft, but then under 3 minutes, if the game's tight, don't expect anything.
Right.
That's what kills me about
the
NBA.
Dude, and LeBron's and the Lakers have AD doing it. I mean, the
game
other
seven
night
unders.
When they were playing, AD fell. And, like, grabbed onto his wrist because he, like, fell awkwardly and then, like, looked at the ref while he was just, like, holding his wrist and trying to move it. And he went into the huddle trying to do the same thing. And the announcers are like, oh, it looks like AD, like, has an injured wrist. Oh, we'll have to monitor that. And then the very next possession just chucks up a three like nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
Like, dude, that
you
is
remember
so
the 26? Yeah. You remember the 2016 finals when LeBron went up and then he come down hard? He just laid there.
He'll lay there
for like
ever.
10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
It's so you can rest. You can have Ty Lue over on the sideline draw up a play so it's ready to go the next time you come back to the huddle. That way you don't have to come back straight to the huddle or the whatever you call it. And we have to scramble. Like, they milk it every time because it doesn't hurt them to buy extra time for their team to do whatever it is they need to do. So it's giving the coaching staff an opportunity to draw up what they need to draw up, get in their head, okay, how do I strategize now that I have this extra time because I've drawn up the play for the next huddle we have. Now I need to strategize.
I mean, I get why they do it, but fuck it.
I need to think about where we are with minutes and all that kind of stuff. Yeah,
yeah,
it's soft,
yeah,
but it's
exactly.
also strategy. It's the same reason that you outlaw people in the NFL, like faking injuries or assessing timeouts for injuries under 2 minutes. It's the same. It's the same kind of stuff.
Fuck you, Zach. Only my team can do that.
All right, what about the Heat? Tyler Hero. What a night.
Yeah, this is my guy.
Oh,
I
yeah,
love Tyler. Well, I mean, more so than Bam Adebayo. I could say that about Bam Adebayo. I could say that about Jamal Murray. I could say that about any number of... Because Kentucky puts all-stars into the NBA like it's fucking...
Tyler Hero's living because...
Yeah.
He also has an IG model in the bubble with him saying how, like, he was well taken care of after the game. It's like,
totally dismissing the old stereotype of, like, you shouldn't have release before a sporting event, right? Like, it definitely...
What if, like we're
the
saying
opposite.
That, but, like, she really means is that, like, they played, like, Connect Four all day, and he's like, oh, his mind
she
was
let
at
him
ease.
Win. She let him win in Uno.
We relaxed with a puzzle.
Time for Boardwalk. We have Zach in front. He's leading.
Shockingly.
He's leading. By a half game.
By a cunt hair.
He is 45, 36, and 6. Scotty and I are both 47, 39, and 1. Scotty has the under 47.5 tonight. Jags, Dolphins. Zach and I each have the over, but it's my footlong bet with Scotty.
Do you think it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, the fact that I have that many pushes? Like, I purposely take lines that I can push on. Or is it just, what do you think?
A lot of it's hockey, right?
Probably, at least two or three of them, probably.
Yeah. I don't know. Hockey.
Different strokes.
Hockey pushes are hot.
Different folks. Yeah, different strokes. All right. First game, 49ers, -4 against the Giants on that turf. Zach.
Ooh, God. I'd take Giants plus four. Mm. Nick Mullins at quarterback.
Yeah.
And no Raheem Mostert, no Bosa. Is your blocking tight end back? How much of a difference is that going to make?
Yeah.
I don't know. Giants signed Devontae Freeman. Mm-hmm. I think that will help shore up. They have Wayne Gallman and Deion Lewis in the backfield.
Right.
That's perfectly serviceable. I'll take them to cover.
I have the Giants, too, plus four, obviously, with the cluster mm-hmm. injuries. I yeah. like it even more, obviously, if Jimmy G doesn't play, which it doesn't look like he is.
Isn't going to play. Okay, gotcha.
Going to play. Mm-hmm. San Francisco D-line completely shattered, mm-hmm. and for an 0-2 Giants team that come out firing.
Desperate.
Mental edge, too, for the Giants, because the 49ers, you know, what are you worried about the most if, you know, an injury to your NFL career and you could be done if you don't get to that second contract? So I like the Giants. And then also, a best bet prop, which I couldn't bet because they're not available yet for Sunday games, is Daniel Jones over passing yards total. Because the 49ers can't get pressure with the Solomon Thomas and Bosa out and Dee Ford out. And Daniel Jones can eat against that weak secondary that's missing Richard Sherman. So they can't get pressure on him. And plus, now you don't have a true workhorse running back in Saquon, so you don't feel the need to run the ball 25 times a game. So your lead back's going to be Deion Lewis, who's primarily a pass catcher. So I like Daniel Jones over passing yards total, because I don't think the book will reflect that in the line for his too much, as opposed to what they're going to have to deal with on the game at 4, 4.5, wherever it lands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, for me, and by the way, I'm seeing right now live, it's at 3.5 now. Which is crazy. Just to let you know how it's moving direction. So you guys really? Are smart. I would lean Giants too, but I'm actually going to go with the over 41.5. I think, Shelby, you alluded to it. Without all those defenders on San Francisco, Daniel Jones is going to score a lot more. And you know, I think they haven't scored over 20 points yet this season. And I think that changes with an easier, suddenly easier defense now. And Nick Mullins will have to, you know, both teams will, I assume, will have to play a bit of catch-up. I think it goes over 41.
Mm-hmm. 41.5.
Did the 49ers sign another quarterback? Or who's their? Do they have a third quarterback?
Beathard is a healthy.
They still have him?
Yeah.
Okay.
They still have.
All right.
Yeah, a lot of teams inquired about Nick Mullins, and the 49ers basically said he was untouchable in the offseason.
Fuck off.
I don't know. Next game. Huge total.
Okay, real quick before we move on. I'm so sorry.
You're fine.
You said they inquire about him. You say no, he's untouchable.
Yeah.
What would a team offer for him? Like a 7th-round pick? Compensatory pick?
Well, yeah, I mean, untouchable to an extent. You know, mm-hmm. if it's anything above a... Yeah, I don't know what they offered him, but like...
That's true.
And probably a 4th would have got him. 5th, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But they basically said no thanks. Like,
okay.
He's untouchable?
All right, next game. No.
Not untouchable. It's like people, they made offers and they're like, we don't like what you're offering.
Okay. Big total. Dallas, Seattle. Seattle's a 5-point favorite at home. Total at 56 and climbing. Scotty.
Yeah, I'm going to take Seattle minus 5. I just think they're the better team. I don't think Dallas should have won last game, obviously. I think now because they won last game, the pressure's off. I'm high on Dallas this year, but I think they drop this one and go 1-2.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll have a crossfire here. I'll take Dallas.
Wow.
What?
No, go ahead.
Oh. Only a 1% chance to win that game in Atlanta, and, you know, Dallas could be overrated because you think they're 0-2.
Right.
But I think when you have 3 turnovers in the first half and couldn't hold on to the ball and you'd fail on 2 fake punts.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason that score was so high. And, you know, giving up 39 points to the Falcons obviously doesn't help, but when you're giving away those short fields to Atlanta, they're not going to have that many turnovers. The game script isn't going to be as crazy as it was last week. This was like the game script in Houston-Kansas City playoff game. That's why the total was so high.
Right.
So I would lean under, but I like Dallas in this spot. Seattle cannot get pressure on the quarterback. You saw that with Cam Newton having as much time as he wanted. They had to blitz Jamal Adams. Cam had as much time as he wanted, almost threw for 400 yards. So I like Dak. I think he eats, and I'll take Dallas in the points with no home field for Seattle, no crowd noise.
Right.
That you're used to in Seattle, right. At least.
Exactly. Yeah. All of that said, I completely agree with it, but maybe we should, instead of Zachy Pushes, we call me Zachy Handicaps, because his handicaps are always so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I bet the Seattle spread the first 2 weeks, and they hit both times. So, third time's a charm. We're going Seattle. -5.
You guys might have to flip a coin.
Just because.
And see who I cross fire.
Just because it's worked out for me so well these first 2 weeks, so why not, right? Because remember last season, I take Browns money line, and then I take Seattle money line week two.
Titans week one.
Zach, against you got the Browns. Crossfire. Yeah. Then I take Seattle money line week two.
Zach and I crossfire.
What?
Footlong.
He just gets to do that?
I guess so.
I did. Nose goes.
Okay. I mean, I guess I was in the middle of talking. He didn't even know.
Yeah, sorry.
So, yeah, I guess that is tough.
Next game.
Scotty Bitches.
Tampa Bay Tom returning to Denver, where he had some memorable games against the Broncos.
Is there...
He returns this week as a 6-point favorite against, check notes, Jeff Driscoll, former Bengals legend. Zach, start us off.
-6. Pretty
Tampa
easy.
Bay?
Yeah. Tampa Bay -6.
The way the line's moving, it would agree with you.
Yeah, what did it open at? Do you know?
-6.
It's open at 6. Okay. Yeah, I would.
Or no, it wouldn't agree with you. It wouldn't agree with
wouldn't.
You.
Wouldn't, yeah. Doesn't matter. I think that that defense against. The only reason Jeff Driscoll had a modicum of success, quotes, against the Steelers is because it's a quarterback coming in. And then the same reason that I think Herbert. That the Chargers did so well was there's tape. There's no tape,
yeah.
Right? So it really shakes up the game plan. You have a quarterback come in who you would think that's like is the same as the other quarterback, but no, it's like every quarterback's different, I think, honestly. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm going to take them -6. Honestly, I would buy points up to like 10. I think 9.5 because I think it's a 10-point win.
Oh.
You mean
I would lean your way on the spread, but I don't think Tampa Bay's looked very impressive the first 2 weeks. Obviously, I mentioned the weird score.
How dare you, sir? In week one,
and then you get the breakaway touchdown that saved our ass with Leonard Fournette.
Yeah. How dare you?
They naturally win that game by 7 against a bad Carolina team.
True.
So I'm not completely sold on Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I don't feel as comfortable laying the point or taking the points with Denver, with Jeff Driscoll obviously playing. Jerry Judy's got the dropsies and a rib injury, and then all of the injuries on Denver's side kind of helps you, Zach, with Boye and Devonta Harris out, Mark Barron's out, the linebacker. But I like Denver.
There's only so much Justin Simmons can do.
As the best safety in the game,
Kareem Jackson, baby, he's good.
But my bet for the game. Denver team total to go under 18.5.
Yeah.
Aww. I like Tampa Bay's defense.
It's like a 13-point.
Jeff Driscoll. So Tampa Bay has the 4th best pressure rate on opposing quarterbacks per Pro Football Focus.
That's a handicap.
Driscoll was sacked 6 times against Pittsburgh, another great pass rush, on 40 dropbacks. That's 15%.
His career sack
rate is 8.8%. One of the highest, above the league average, since it's a small sample size for Driscoll.
Quit while you're ahead.
Yeah. So I like Tampa Bay to have a strip sack. If there was a prop on sacks in the game, I'd probably take Tampa Bay over. And you say, I'll feed Melvin Gordon, but Tampa Bay has one of the best run defenses in the league. So
yeah, and Melvin Gordon against Pittsburgh, it just looked stagnant. I know they went to him a lot, so I think that kind of skewed. They kind of skewed it, kind of, but they went to him a lot with Driscoll coming in, so that kind of skewed his success. I think if you give a running back a bunch of carries, he's going to break a couple, obviously, especially if you're at the caliber of Melvin Gordon. But there's only so much one player can do, right? I mean, you're out, like you said, you're out, your quarterback, you're out, your star wide receiver, Jerry Jeudy injured, obviously, so. Dealing with that, he's still gonna be playing probably, but he's got, like you said, the drops. So, that's a plethora, a cornucopia of handicaps, sir.
Scotty, what's your pick?
Denver money line.
I like the over here of 43.5. I like the over here of 43.5, mainly because I don't think Tampa Bay's defense has looked that great in the first 2 weeks. I mean, they let Carolina hang tight, and they let the Saints just, like, put up a million on them. And then, I don't know, the weapons on offense. Denver has a bend-don't-break defense. So mm-hmm. I think a lot of field goals, but, they'll occasionally get in, I think, for, you know, two or three scores. And then if Denver can just keep up with that, along with their field goals, then
Tampa's kicker.
Then yeah, I would suggest the over is the play here.
Okay.
See, I think that's the misconception of Tampa Bay's defense. It's like New Orleans had less than 300 yards of total offense against them.
Yeah, but they still scored a ton in that game.
The Saints defense had one of them.
And a blocked kick deep inside the 10-yard line.
Still scored.
Without
Michael Thomas.
Okay.
All right.
Next Sunday Night Football. Green Bay's 3.5-point dogs in New Orleans. I think this is ticked down to 3. So mm-hmm. we have it 3.5. 52.5 is the total.
Mm-hmm.
I'll start. I'm taking Green Bay plus 3.5.
Can we just? I'll just piggyback on you on this one already. Because I took them again in week one, dogs against the Lions, who we now
know,
who we now know are fucking trash.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, go ahead. I have my pick. Get that out of the way.
No, Drew Brees has obviously looked
sus, to say the least.
Right. I mean, I still think the Saints are a great team. Kamara's actually looked good, as you alluded to, with how'd you get screwed in fantasy. But I like the way Green Bay's run with Aaron Jones, and they're protecting Aaron Rodgers so much better than they did last year with a unit that has improved because they didn't get much improvement via free agency, the draft. So, got it.
Yeah, I'm taking Green Bay plus 3.5 easily. I think.
Oh, consensus.
Yeah, everything you said, you know, Saints look bad. This is usually the time where you're like, you know, the Saints, you count the Saints, especially Drew Brees out, and he like airs it out for like 450 and, you know, 3 touchdowns. But
exactly.
I'm going to follow the trend for another week. Maybe if they were 0-2, then I would change my mind, but especially without Michael Thomas again, and Green Bay's just looks so good. I'll take 3.5 all day.
Mhm. All right, Scotty, you want to start with your bonus?
Yeah, it's going to be tonight's game. I'm taking the Nuggets plus 6.5.
Okay.
Against the Lakers. The Nuggets have, in the last two games, firmly established themselves as a worthy opponent, I should say.
Yeah.
And I think that, the fact that they're still getting plus all the way up to plus 6.5 is still just, I mean, I would put them at like plus 3, honestly, but hey. You know, plus 6.5, I'll take that all day.
Obviously.
I think it'll be another close one. It's going to be a close one until it gets, you know, a done deal, so.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I'll go with my bonus. Bengals-Eagles over 46 points. Both defenses. Who'd the Bengals play week one?
Who'd the Bengals play week one?
Yes.
You're asking me.
Yes.
Of all people.
We watched them lose to them.
We did. The Chargers.
Yes. Who did the Eagles play week one and lose?
Washington.
Yes.
Football team.
So they played week one. Their defenses looked good against Tyrod Taylor and Dwayne Haskins. What happens in week two? The Eagles get torched by a good Rams, though. The Bengals get torched on the ground by the Browns. Baker Mayfield looks good. So the defenses revert back to what they actually are. So you go into this game, and who just gave the Bengals a blueprint on how to carve up the Eagles?
Who?
Sean McVay, who mm-hmm. Zach Taylor obviously understudied, got him ham sandwiches and coffee.
Mm.
Yep. So, and the Bengals' offense looks similar to the Rams in terms of scheme, West Coast.
Okay.
So the man who just showed you how to carve up Philly is coming there now
yep.
with Joe Burrow, who's looked impressive. Bengals' defense hasn't looked impressive. Mike Daniels and Geno Atkins, two big defensive tackles in the middle, both look like they're trending downward. Defensive coordinator said today, Lou Anarumo, said about if they're going to play, he said, I'm going to church tonight. To pray that they are,
because
it doesn't look good. So look for the Eagles to run the ball well, Carson Wentz to have a bounce back day. The Eagles are so desperate, that's why I don't want to touch the spread, and it keeps ticking down against the Bengals, down to 4.5 when it opened 6.5.
Yeah.
So that's why I like just playing with the over,
because
I don't know what kind of desperation Eagles team's going to look
right.
like. As
Nathan would say, Thursday Mass underrated. Okay, my bonus, over 5, Tampa Bay, Dallas. I'm just looking for a push here, another push. God. Just, bunk on me. My bunk on me for last night for accidentally placing a parlay that both legs miss. Yeah, I know.
Well, Zach Scotty, came back Scotty with... I don't want to hear you laughing because the other night you placed a bet that you didn't mean to place that accidentally hit. So I don't fucking hear
Zach came back with his play to take the under, and I was like, oh, you went parlay. And he's like, what? Oh, and I'm like, no. Yeah, it says so right here. Two picks. Right. Yeah. Dallas money line and the under.
Oh, boy.
Whoops.
Both lost.
Bang, bang. As what's his name from the NBA would say? Bang, bang.
Mike Breen.
Two misses. Yeah, Mike Breen.
All right. Go straight into your lock.
Yeah, I'm going to go straight into my lock. And I've been really excited about this. I've never felt even better about a lock before. It's a player prop for tonight's game. It is the under on Gardner Minshew's rushing yards, 18 and a half. 18 and the hook. I think that... he's not going to have a bunch of pressure to scramble in this game, I don't think. So there's not going to be a lot of motivation to run. Uh-huh. Also, Gardner Minshew, you think, like, is he going to run? Like, why would he run? Just throw the ball, right? You're not a running back.
What a lock. Like,
Zach is just scrambling through his brain like SpongeBob when he's like, ask what his name is.
My he's just name! Like, there's like three brain cells in there like, yes. What do we do?
Zach's like, Minshew's like, he's a quarterback, so like,
why would he run?
Why would you run?
You're not Lamar Jackson. That like, was great. Calm down.
Scotty, lock.
Oh my God. So my lock is going to be in the Cleveland Browns Washington football team game. It's going to be under 45.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I think that's.
Oh
yeah. I think the league is overreacting big time to the Browns scoring all those points against the Bengals. Dwayne Haskins stinks. He's not going to fucking put up 20 against the Browns. Browns got a good defense.
Imagine betting on Dwayne Haskins in Arizona.
Can't. Anyway,
that's why I said it.
Couldn't be me.
Anyway, I think both teams like have a defense. So like, why wouldn't you play defense under?
Like, why not? Right? It's your job.
All right, Washington football team, Cleveland under 45. Love it.
You wanna, can we talk about Zach's ERA play of the day?
Let's do it.
I got my lock.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Chicago Bears and Falcons. Atlanta, -3. I love it.
-3. Tell us why, Shelby.
Teams that score 37-plus points in a game and lose are 38-17 against the spread the next week.
Let me tell you this real quick.
Teams that give up a lead of 17-plus the next week, 33-20 against the spread.
Hey,
61%.
When it comes to defying odds, though, who does it better? Than the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, that's my point exactly. Like, Atlanta Falcons are a different breed when it comes to these fucking spreads, dude.
Let them. I love it.
Right. I mean, obviously, like, who doesn't want to score, right?
Right.
A football team.
Well, I think...
I mean, come on.
I think...
They're a football team, right?
A total letdown team. The Falcons are so desperate against a Bears team that could be 0-2.
They were probably desperate to win after that onside kick.
Yeah, you're the one who took Dallas.
Yikes.
I mean, it's, come on.
Yeah.
You took them too, right? You asked my wife, you said, Dallas.
Oh, in Boardwalk, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Come on.
You ready?
Yeah.
ERA play of the day has made a comeback.
I know, right? Oh, Jesus.
So you're 13.
We're on the ropes,
you're
dude.
You're 13-15-2. You have to win the next four or
I
you
have
lose.
To. Yeah, I have to.
You could push if you get 3-1. But.
Yeah.
All right. So if you lose.
We're going Dodgers.
Yeah.
A's.
Yeah.
What was it, under
I'm
over
looking at it.
Nine?
I'm going to look at it.
Under nine?
You're not going to get this ESPN.
Is it over nine?
Was it over or
none.
Over nine?
No, nine, yeah.
Over nine, right? That's what I said?
Are you taking over or under?
Under nine.
Under
nine. That's what I
no.
said.
No.
Gotcha. Under nine.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Walker Buehler, dude.
Oh, shit. I was going to fade the
dog.
Fuck out of you. And I,
Do
I,
it, dude.
I took
fade
the
me.
Under.
Oh, hey, we're on the same
fuck.
Page then.
No, this is totally losing now.
Whoops.
Under nine. Under. Zach tries to hang on. He was at the brink of extinction. Okay, Boardwalk's done. All right.
Can we go to Mount Rushmore real quick? Get that out of the way.
Yeah, you and him go.
All right, cool.
Mount Rushmore video
Scotty,
games from childhood.
Go. Scotty, go.
I liked Spyro. That's it.
Yep, Scotty, go.
How do we do this again? It's like a snake, right?
We just go back and forth because it's just
all right, Modern Warfare 2.
Modern Warfare 2. Killer pick.
Easily.
I love it.
Good pick. I got 38 days played on Modern Warfare 2.
Nice. Dude,
So, this is a quick tangent. This is an unpopular opinion. I didn't start playing Modern Warfare on multiplayer until Modern Warfare 3, and I loved Modern Warfare, and I come in, and, like, everyone's like, Modern Warfare 3 sucks. Like, well, I love Modern Warfare 3, and then everyone's like, Modern Warfare 2 was so much better. Oh, it was fucking killer. We love running around with our Akimbo lever-action shotguns, the Model 1887s. And I missed the boat, but Modern Warfare 3 was, and this is not my pick, but I never played multiplayer for Modern Warfare 2 because I didn't get an Xbox 360 until Christmas of 2013. So I always had a Wii before that, so I didn't get heavily into that. So, but yeah, I'll go into my pick real quick.
World of War was good too.
World of War, it was a good one. But my pick is Halo 3. Halo 3. You never played Halo 3?
Not an Xbox guy.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's fine. I mean, I didn't even have an Xbox when Halo 3 came out. But I was over at my buddy Alex's house every chance that I got playing Halo 3 multiplayer on his Xbox. Halo 3 is fucking... For me, that's the GOAT. That's the GOAT. All right, go ahead, Scotty.
GoldenEye?
Yes, GoldenEye. 64. Although, GoldenEye... Scotty, what year were you born?
94.
Okay. So, GoldenEye came out on the Nintendo... The N64. It came out... Let's see. Came out in 1997. So, you were 3 years old when that game came out. What was it like for you playing that game as a three-year-old?
Well, I had older brothers who... got me shooting when I was, you know, on video games when I was 3 years honestly, old. So I imagine pretty traumatizing.
Yeah, and honestly for me,
thanks for bringing it up. It made me think.
Yeah, I know. And honestly for me, that's a big handicap because my next pick is Pokemon. For me in particular,
That was mine.
Pokemon Silver. I mean, you can go any Pokemon game, right? Pokemon Silver for
Silver
me.
Silver Gold are definitely the best. Yeah,
Silver for me is my introduction, right? So obviously, if I was my brother born in 1990. He would take Pokemon Red because that was his go-to. My first Pokemon game wasn't until Pokemon Yellow. And I never really liked Pokemon Yellow because Pikachu's a fucking dickhead.
Dude.
Yeah, and that was a capitalization on the TV show. Because everyone loved Pikachu and the TV show is fucking stupid. Like everybody before the TV show who played Red and Blue, or if you're in Japan, played Green. Pokemon, like... Nobody give a shit about Pikachu until the TV show came out. So, yeah.
Dude, whatever. The reason that Gold and Silver were the best is because you had 18 gyms. So, like, once you finished gyms, you had more. You had, like, a whole other game.
You go
game.
Back and do the old one. So, it's basically the same game, but you run it reverse.
I have breaking news.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The Pac-12 back.
Pac-12 was back. Except in California.
They will play a 7-game season starting November 6th.
Ugh. Cool.
That's it.
Ayo.
That's right, the tweet.
Back to your
All right, Scotty, it's your pick. Scotty, it's your pick.
Dance Dance Revolution.
Okay, go ahead. Elaborate.
It was fun. Yeah, okay. That's it. Guitar Hero, Dance Dance Revolution, all those.
That's not the same. Those are two different games.
Those are interactive games, you know.
Okay,
like
go ahead.
How about interactive games is my pick here?
Okay, that's fine. Go ahead.
Madden 05, when they let you do the one-on-one drills and you got to throw footballs through the rings.
Yeah,
ooh,
Madden. Yeah, we'll just let that be the Madden place in right there. John Kitna, goat? Question mark.
Madden 08 is my pick for the best Madden.
08 was great.
NCAA 07 would be my pick for a football game.
Mine was 06. I liked this.
07 was mine because I had it on PSP.
Hold on, this was great. Does the Heisman? You could whatever. Mm-hmm. It was like. You could start your player freshman year at whatever school. Mm-hmm. You try to win the Heisman, get drafted, and then import your guy to Madden 06.
Okay.
But when you did Heisman in NCAA 06, you got like a dorm room and everything, and you had like take history quizzes.
What?
And stuff. And no, this is so serious. You can look this up.
I believe it.
And the best part is when you were you were a freshman, you had a random computer monitor in your room, because it's 2006, and on it was a picture of an ugly chick. And the better you got at sports, the hotter your girlfriend got.
Shut the fuck up.
So funny.
That's hilarious.
By the time you were a senior, your picture was like this hot blonde, but when you first get to your dorm room, it's like this like girl with like braces and buck teeth.
Oh my god, yeah, that's so funny. Awesome.
So freshman year, it's Ugly Betty on your screen.
Yeah.
Senior year, it's Jenna Jameson.
Exactly.
Perfect.
It was so love it, funny.
Dude. Yeah. That dude. Yeah, that's hilarious.
That's great.
I mean,
all right, my next
in Madden. What was that, Shelby? Madden 06.
This is NCAA.
That was NCAA 06, but you try to win the Heisman and then import your guy NCAA. To Madden.
Yeah, it's like when your friends come over and they're like, hey, dude, why aren't you playing like online? He's like, dude, shut the fuck up. I got to study for this history quiz or else they're not going to get my fucking eligibility.
Yeah, mine was like import the guy to 2006 and then like you could go into your agent's office whenever and it was like, demand a trade until I got to the Bengals.
It's like you go to your office like, okay, how can we get around the fact that you beat a woman in Oklahoma? Okay, all right. Next pick. My next pick, and this one was tough for me, but a game that I always have like Sonic on Dreamcast. This is gonna sound weird, and this is like why I took it this late, but I played it a lot. Was the Sonic game on Dreamcast, and a lot of people don't even know what the Dreamcast is. It's a Sega. It's not one of the major three anymore. You have Nintendo, you have Sony, and you have Microsoft. Sega was a fourth console company before a lot of these people really knew. Have you ever had a Sega before, Shelby? Yeah, no. The Sega Dreamcast was with the era. It was like Sega's failed attempt at competing with the PlayStation 2 and the Xbox. But yeah, the Sonic game for Sega was so much fun. I liked it a lot. Scott, have you ever played a Sega Dreamcast before?
Yes.
Okay. All right, go ahead. I'll let you make your next pick. Go ahead.
I had my next pick, and I've already forgot it.
We're just having so much fun.
Mario 64.
There you go.
Mario 64 is I was a 64 kind of guy, so Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah, so was I. So was I. That was the last video game console I had before I got an Xbox 360 because my parents were weird about. They're like, go play outside instead of this, so they wouldn't get us any gaming.
I'm taking away that pick and picking another Mario game, and it's Mario Party 3.
Okay.
I would still play that game for money today.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All day. I think I played.
Which will lead me.
I played our old, me and Shelby's old neighbor. Uh-huh. At Mario Party 3, like, all the time.
Well, this really easy segue into my last pick.
Oh, yeah, didn't let me finish.
Which is Super Smash Bros. All of them. I'll just take all of them. But Smash Bros. 64 ultimately is my favorite. But the one on the Wii was fun. The one on the Wii U was fun. The one on Switch now is fun. But, yeah, Super Smash Bros. is, I think, of Nintendo games, for me, I would put that above GoldenEye.
Okay.
All right, Shelby. What do we got next, bud?
Oh, shit.
What's next?
NFL Snake Draft Pick'em.
NFL Snake Draft Pick'em. What's our records? Go over it, Kamish.
We have, in first place, yours truly at 7-1.
Mm-hmm.
Picking last. Picking second, Zach 6-2. Picking first, Scotty 4-4. Okay. Let me tell you. This slate of games, none of us are going 4-0. It'd be a... This is a dog
week. Challenge accepted.
This is a dog week.
Challenge accepted. Go for it.
All right, Scotty, your first pick.
Mm-hmm. All right, my first pick.
Can I make a pick
think
four?
What do you guys think I'm going to say?
It's easy.
It's easy.
You got to go for it.
Oh, no.
It's easy.
Fuck.
Dome shots.
It's the easiest one.
I know you think it's Indianapolis, and it's not the easiest one, so I'm going to take... Cleveland over Washington.
Thank you for making my pick easy, Indianapolis.
Oh, well.
Go ahead. Two picks, Scotty, or Shelby.
Either way, first two picks just got taken. You guys fight all you want, but now my top two picks are gone.
I'd rather be in here where all my stuff is.
Yeah. I'll take Tennessee to beat Minnesota.
Okay.
And then Tampa Bay to beat Denver.
Okay. Good pick. Good pick. And it's back to me, and honestly, I'm scared for this pick. Makes me nervous, but I'm going to... I'll go...
Second round.
I'll go... I know, it gets tough once you get to your... I'm going to take Chargers over Panthers,
yep.
I guess. I feel good about Justin Herbert. He looked good against a good Chiefs team.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead, buddy. Two picks.
Oh, fuck. You took my pick.
He fucking shit on mine. He was like, okay. You fucking nerd. Oh, shit. He took my pick.
Did Shelby take San Francisco?
No.
No.
I'm taking San Francisco.
Okay. Second pick.
Okay. My second pick, I'm taking New England over the Raiders.
There you go. Good job. Back to me. Oh, shit. I wasn't ready. I'm taking the Bears over the Falcons. I don't like the Falcons. I think they're sus.
Wow.
Okay. I'll take... we'll go... Rams? Arizona over Detroit.
Yeah. Asshole.
Easy. I don't know how that lasted.
I know.
Because I forgot about it.
And then... Atlanta over Chicago.
Crossfire. Is that...
No.
No? Okay. All right.
You want to bet Chicago +3 against me?
Please do it.
I didn't think so.
Oh, man.
Nope.
I didn't think so.
I'm taking Seattle over Dallas.
Let's see. What's the highest thing left on my board?
Philly.
Yeah, Philly.
I have Cincinnati beating Philly.
Who's still... Yeah, I know, right? That's why I wasn't...
Well, you're looking at Pittsburgh.
I'll take Tennessee over Minnesota.
Packers over Saints?
That was my first round pick.
Really? That's my 7 game.
Dude, just take the Packers over the Saints. The Saints are sus.
You have Philly.
You go Chiefs over the Ravens.
Philly, Cincinnati, Bills, Rams, Chiefs, Ravens, Packers, Saints, Pittsburgh, Houston.
Baltimore being favored in that game is sus. I'm still taking them, but I'm going to bet them just to get you off my back.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to bet him?
I like the Chiefs.
No,
come on, bet him.
Maybe I will, maybe I won't. I just don't want Shelby to know about it until after the results.
All right. Give me Buffalo, but I don't love it.
Buffalo, but he doesn't love it.
All right, awesome. All right.
Irrational headlines. Let's get after it. This is going to be really bad. We haven't done this in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you got it pulled up yet, Scotty?
Yes.
All right, you get to go first.
Oh, I mean, I don't have it up.
He said, oh, wait, never mind, I don't have it up. Shelby, can you go first?
Nope, Zach, you're going first.
No, it's either you or it's him.
No,
I'm not going first.
I'm not going first.
So
I'm literally
go first,
not
then.
Going first, guys.
I'm literally not going first.
Why?
Why can't you?
Because I don't like it.
Oh, so we can't not like it either?
Right, but you're the quickest off the top of your head.
No, I'm
proven.
Not.
You're the proven improv guy.
Just okay. Just
Jesus
count
Christ.
Me in. Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
I will count you in. Jesus, motherfucking all right, pussy. Go. All right, 3, 2, 1.
Pac-12 announces football season will begin November 6th. Pac-12's comment: we don't really care. Ravens players call out lack of justice in Taylor decision. Lack of Justice Hill in the backfield.
Hey!
Roster moves teams should consider. Make Dobbins RB1. As long as you're not making Dwayne Haskins the steal of the century. Rank. The most entertaining division in football is the division between police brutality and
Jesus
something.
Christ.
I don't know. Fitzgerald and all of Card's teammates Murray and Hopkins. He's, oh, when I was a young lad, I looked just like Hopkins. top 10 backfields right now. Ravens at number 5, Chiefs at number 8. Ravens have the advantage with one extra running back on each play. MetLife Stadium field approved ahead of 49ers Giants. Mike Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan. Let's double check that, guys. I don't think so. Prosecutors drop charge against Pat's owner Kraft. He got off again. Vikings signing ex-Broncos linebacker Davis to 1-year deal. Unless it's Terrell Davis, it's not really news.
That took mine.
My man Terrell Buckley. He was golfing. He was on a bye week, by the way.
All right, Zach.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
All right, Pac-12 announces football season will begin on November 6th. California announces, not my state! All right, Ravens players call out lack of justice in Taylor decision. You stole my justice pick on that one. Thanks a lot, bud.
Ravens players call out lack of justice in Taylor decision. Tyrod was supposed to be the starter in 2013.
Roster moves teams should consider. Make Dobbins RB1. Why would you do that when Lamar Jackson is obviously the RB1? Rank. The most entertaining division in football is... It just cuts off.
Yeah.
It's just... I can't. How do I read the rest of that? All right. Fitzgerald and all of Card's teammates, Murray and Hopkins. Fitzgerald in awe of retirement plan. The reason he's still playing is because he lost all of his money. Top 10 backfields right now. Ravens at number 5, Chiefs at number 8. With a rookie in the backfield, no less? With Votto on the team, no less.
The Ravens are too high.
MetLife Stadium field approves ahead of 49ers Giants.
Yep, it's a field. The yard lines are all there.
99 yards counted each and every dash.
Yep. I understand some of these words. Prosecutors dropped charges against Pat's owner, Kraft, but not nearly as fast as he dropped his own pants. Vikings sign ex-Broncos linebacker Davis to 1-year deal. Linebacker Davis signs Broncos to 1-year deal.
Okay. All right, Scotty, 3,
is that our show?
2. Scotty, 3, 2, 1.
Go.
The Pac-12 announces football season will begin on November 6th. That'll be fun. My wallet announces, yeah, I'm going broke. Ravens.
Of course, it's after the election.
All right. Ravens call out lack of justice in Taylor decision. I don't feel political enough to comment on that one. Roster moves. Team should consider make Dobbins RB1. Then who would karate chop or backdrop or kick end zones when they score?
It's called a roundhouse
end zones after they score.
Roadhouse.
Rank. Throats. The most entertaining division in football is .. .. not a division. Fitzgerald and all of Card's teammates, Murray, Hopkins. Damn, Murray's so small and Hopkins is so tall. It's like one's short and one's tall. Top 10 backfields right now. Ravens at 5, Chiefs 8th. Chiefs number 8 with all those little rugrats running around. MetLife Stadium field approves ahead of 49ers Giants. Ah, yes. Green grass. Outside field football. This is...
You just did mine.
He tweaked it just enough. Right? It's like Transformers versus GoBots.
That's good. Prosecutors drop charge against Pat's owner, Kraft. Why isn't this higher in the news? Why aren't we funding this? Vikings signing ex-Broncos LB Davis to 1-year deal. Next, and who cares?
Okay. Scotty, give me your best Monday morning headline.
Real quick.
The
Pac-12
Times. The Las Vegas Times.
All right, just...
Bad luck outside of our dome.
All right.
Raiders get flushed.
I have 3 quick ones to end our show.
Some teams don't know how to lose. All right,
I have three quick ones to end our show. San Francisco Chronicle, a sticky situation. 49ers lose 15 more players to torn ACLs in 6-3 loss to Giants. And we'll give you 49 reasons why they should fix their turf. JETS Tank in the New York Post. Sideline argument between Sam Darnold and Adam Gase confirms the quarterback is really a tongue-in-cheek guy. Last but not least, Baltimore Sun. Ravens host the Chiefs tonight. Here's how you can watch it. Because it's the games that night.
Yep. It's a field.
Yep.
It's a field.
It's a stadium.
And that's our show.
That's our show.
Go Nuggets.
Alright. Here we go. There's a little place where the sun sleeps late and pulls himself a shot of tequila. It's a little place called Pleasure Island. That's where I'd like to feel ya. It's easy to find just beyond the last wave. Dolphins and whales are up mating. Sail all day and all night and then take a hard ride. That's where I'll be awaiting. Pleasure Island, island of pleasure. No need to stop and think. Pleasure Island, a beautiful treasure. Come on down and have a drink.